A big question that comes up every few years has returned to the mouths and keyboards of residents of Nome. Is the post office moving? A post to the Nome Chatter Facebook group questioning the possibility of an upcoming closure to the post office's downtown Nome location drew rumors and speculation. The big question, long on the minds of residents of Nome, made it all the way to August 12th City Council meeting. There, City of Nome Mayor John Handlin posed the big question during his mayor's remarks.
Several people in town probably have seen the rumor in quotations that post office is going to close downtown and move to the annex.
He then shared some post office history and personal grievances over the course of 5 minutes. Then, Councilmember Scott Henderson asked the big question of Handlin.
So inquiring minds want to know, are we moving the post office or not?
Hell no. But I have another plan if they don't like their current digs, how we could help them. But that's not for tonight's discussion.
Before the meeting began, James Boxrud from USPS's Strategic Communications Westpac team based in Denver confirmed to KNOM that, quote, there are no plans to move the post office. KNOM provided this update to the Nome Chatter group, prompting Handlin to mention the comments in his remarks at the council meeting. Handlin expressed his distrust with the Anchorage office, suggesting that there may be a disconnect in communication between local employees and the post office's national media team.
Well, we've had Senator talk to the post office in Anchorage and get from them their commitment that, you know, our mail wasn't going to go back and all this other stuff. Has that happened? No. I have no trust in the Anchorage post office people down there.
The distrust is one symptom of a larger issue, the community's desire for improved mail service. Long lines plague the lobby of the post office, as oftentimes one employee rushes to and from the counter to ferry packages packed with essential and affordable goods. Residents have shared that packages with minor labeling errors are regularly returned to their senders, with USPS packages already taking up to 5 times longer to deliver to Nome than the national average. This has caused frustration amongst the community. Handlin shared that he has raised the issue of return packages with legislators, to no avail. Handlin also shared a story about a P.O. box belonging to the Carrie M. McLean Memorial Museum that turned over to a resident after a renewal notice went unanswered.
I don't know how long the Carrie M. McLean Memorial Museum hasn't had Box 52 in Nome, Alaska. And somehow that notification got lost. And when Cheryl went to try to unlock the box and it's frozen, it's like, oops. So she went back to ask the post office about getting the box and they've given it to somebody else. That's not acceptable in my opinion.
Handlin expressed frustration with the requirements to secure a new P.O. box, a process that requires a photo ID and a non-photo ID, such as a lease agreement, deed of trust, voter ID, or car insurance policy.
And then, you know, the egregious, I'm going to use that term, that's probably not right, but outrageous, whatever word, for this verification stuff that people have to go through, you know, to go and get their deed to their house and cross-reference it to a tax bill and all that stuff. I mean, it's crazy.
Handlin offered to draft a letter on behalf of the city requesting that the issues he outlined at the meeting be addressed. His offer went unopposed by the council.